Hare Krishna, we are reading from Canto 2, Chapter 6, Shloka 7. Vikrama Bhurbhava Svascha Kshemaya Sharanasya Cha Sarvakama Varshyapi Hare Sharanaspadam. Word by word meaning, translation and Prabhupada by Sharvapad, Jai Sharvapad. Vikrama, forward steps. Bhuvabaha, of the lower and upper planet. Swaha, as well as of Haman, cha also, Kshemaya, of protection of all that we have, Saranasya, of fearlessness, cha also, Sarvakama, all that we need, Varasya, of all benediction, Api, exactly, Hare, of the Lord, Charana, the lotus feet, Aspadam, shelter. Translation by Shri Prabhupada, Jai Shri Prabhupada. Thus, the forward steps of the Lord are the shelter of upper, lower, and heavenly planets, as well as for all that we need. His lotus feet serve as protection from all kinds of fear. Purport. For this absolute protection from all sorts of fear, as well as for all our needs of life, we must take shelter of lotus feet of the Lord. Not only in this planet, but also in the upper, lower and heavenly planets. This absolute dependence on the lotus feet of the Lord is called pure devotional service and is directly hinted at within this passage. No one should have any kind of doubt in this matter, nor should one be inclined to seek the help of any other demigods, because all of them are dependent on him only. Everyone except the Lord himself is dependent on the Lord, mercy of the Lord. Even all-pervading super soul is also dependent on supreme aspect of Bhagwan, the personality of Godhead. Let's do the invocation prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Miltam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvay Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhapadakamlam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganarugunatam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brinda Baneshwari Prishabhanu Sutai Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpataro Brishcha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namnama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Canto 2, Shloka 6. Chapter 6, Shloka 7. Vikramo Bhurbhuva Svascha Kshemasya Sharanasya Cha Sarva Kama Varasyapi Haresh Charan Aspadam. And translation by Shri Prabhupada, Jai Shri Prabhupada, says, thus the forward steps of the Lord are shelter of the upper, lower and heavenly planets, as well as for all that we need. His lotus feet serve as protection from all kinds of fear. So here the Lord's lotus feet is being glorified, and it's a very transcendental subject. So I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas here, Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and all, and Acharyas, and Bhagwan himself, that enables me to glorify such a subject. So Lord's lotus feet is basically the shelter for all the planets, upper, lower and heavenly planets. And it also says that is also described that it's serves as a protection from all kinds of fear. Now such a lotus feet of Lord has been object of worship of all the Acharyas, and has been glorified in various various parts of Bhagavatam and scriptures. So when Satyabhama was preparing for to welcome Lord Shri Krishna, they were all preparing nice decorations and nice feast for Krishna. And when Krishna finally arrived, they were sad. So Krishna asked them that, why are you so sad? I mean, now I'm here. So Satyabhama mentions that we are sad that you will soon leave and we will not have darshan of your lotus feet. So Krishna says that, why are you so attached to lotus feet, my lotus feet? So Satyabhama says to him that you don't understand the importance of your lotus feet or the attachment we have for your lotus feet. So Krishna thinks in his mind that I understand everything, but how I can't understand this bhava of my devotee, the attachment to my lotus feet. So that's why Krishna appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga. And in Kali Yuga, he takes the mood of Radharani just to experience the love they had or attachment they had for his lotus feet, for his pastime, the love for him. And that's why when we hear the Shishtashtakam, in Shishtashtakam verse 5, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals, you know, that how important is the lotus feet of Krishna to as a devotee. So he says, I nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam badau kripaya tav pad pankaja stitha dhuli sadrasham vichintaya. So he's saying, O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into ocean of death and birth. Please pick me up and place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. So he's saying that make me that speck of dust on your lotus feet. Now when we see that dust on the lotus feet, or particle or speck of dust on the lotus feet, a speck of dust is such a small thing, correct? And that shows us the humility. And if we analyze our Atma, the size of the soul described in Bhagavad Gita is 1,000th part of the hair. So that means it is smaller than the speck of dust. So our real form, which is soul, is smaller than the speck of dust. So here, you know, that this realization shows that we should have humility. And what is the highest place one devotee can achieve is the speck of dust in the lotus feet, or speck of atom in the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. And that's been displayed by none other than Krishna himself in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came in the mood of Radharani, in the mood of gopis, you know. So here we are seeing that Lord's lotus feet is being glorified, and Lord himself is saying that aham sarvasur prabhu. So he is Swami of everything. And we have this word called omnipotent. Omnipotent means Lord is omnipotent, and omnipotent means every part of Lord can do every activity. So he can see with the eyes, he can eat with the eyes, he can speak Vedas with his breath, we learn. So same way people thinking the dust of the feet mean the feet can do everything which other parts of the bodies can do as well. But whenever we are, so it is not that it's a lower part of body or it's, it shouldn't be differentiated. In fact, when we are taking darshan of Lord, we should start from the feet and go up. So we should look at the feet. Whenever we are going to temple or whenever we are doing the Arch Vigra's darshan, it is recommended that we start with the feet and then go to thigh, then chest, and then the face. So so we have to first, we will describe that why lotus feet of Lord is being called lotus feet, because it is compared to the flower lotus. And as in the Shastras, and the feet itself is compared to the lotus, and all the petals of beautiful petals of the flower are compared to the nails of the feet, So when we see, then we have a description of the Lord's lotus feet very beautifully. So I'll just display it on the thing, and then we'll go through each part of it. So the, if you see left, on the left hand side, this is the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. And on the right hand side is the lotus feet of Radharani. And they are described as Chandraradam Kalasham Trikonadhanushikam Goshpadam Proshtikam Sankham Sarva Padeyasta Dakshina Pade Konostakam Swastikam Chakram Chatra Chatra Yavaksham Dhaja Pavi Jamburva Rekam Bhujam Vibhiram Harem Unavismati Mahalakshmi Ashita Bhaje. So I worship Lord Hari Krishna, whose feet are endowed with 19 great opulence of, on left foot the half moon, water pot, triangle, bow, sky, cows, hoof print, fish, conch, on the right foot the 8 pointed star, swastika, wheel, parasol, barley corn, elephant, goat, flag, thunderbolt, jambu fruit, and udharv rekha and lotus. Now all these 19 aspects have importance. So this is an object of worship of all devotees. So all of these signs have different importance. Like half moon is represents the that it the nectar it showers, the lotus feet of Lord showers nectar, like how the moon showers nectar. And this half moon is also adorned by Lord Shiva, who's the devotee of Lord Shri Krishna. So we have to follow the footsteps of the devotees like Lord Shiva, and how he has adorned Lord's feet on his, or the half moon on his head. We should always think of, you know, like if the shelter of Lord's feet is always on our head. Then bow represents protection. Lord's feet, lotus feet provide to us, like the shloka also mentioned that it provides protection from all kinds of fear, the lotus feet. Then kalash represents the all the four kalashas on the right side. It says it represents the ambrosia, pure nectarian ambrosia. Sky means feet is, the sky represents that the feet is all over, all pervading world, yeah, all pervading material creation. So his, that's the sky. Cow hoof represent the material world. So for pure devotees, the whole material world becomes as big as cow hoof. So for a devotee, crossing this material world is like as good as crossing a cow hoof. And it's a very beautifully explained in Radha Govind Maharaj's one class, which Prabhu sent, wherein he, how nicely describing that, in the rainy season when the cow hoofs footprints becomes embossed in the mother earth, and the water is filled in that hole, the whole material world becomes as big as that hole for the devotee. Fish represents that how fish cannot live without water, same way devotees cannot live without lotus feet of Lord or without meditating upon lotus feet of Lord. Then conch, scientifically it's also proven when the conch is blown, it extinguishes fear, you know, like in Bhagavad Gita as well, when the Bhagavad Gita starts, it's been explained that when the conch shell was there, it gave sense of protection to all the devotees on the Arjuna's side. Elephant gourd represents how to control the mind, which is crazy as elephant, is by meditating upon lotus feet of Lord. Flag is the sign of victory. So if we have protection of Lord's lotus feet, we'll always be victorious. That gives the thing. Lotus flower represents Sri Lakshmi. Flowers represent fragrance. So his all pervading fragrance in all over the world is coming from these flowers. Club represents the chastiser of the enemy. So this club. And umbrella represents shelter. So these are all these signs are meant for us to meditate upon, and all these signs represent that what's been said in the current shloka, that once somebody is in the shelter of Lord's lotus feet, then it protects from all kind of danger. Now there are lots of glories about Lord's lotus feet being explained in various stories, and one of them is appearance of Mother Ganga, isn't it? So when the whole oceans, when Agastya Muni drank all the water from the planet Earth to chastise some demons who were hiding in the water, all the creatures reached out to Bhagirath Muni, and Bhagirath Muni prayed for Mother Ganga to appear on the planet Earth. When Mother Ganga agreed to come to planet Earth, there was a condition that it will, the force would be so much, because Mother Ganga was flowing in the upper heavenly planets, and she was coming from her heavenly planet to the planet Earth. So there would be a lot of force. So Lord Shiva agreed to take the force on his head. And Mother Ganga flew from the nail of Lord's lotus feet. So Lord Shiva is embracing two things on his head. One is the half moon, which is there from the lotus feet of Lord, and the Mother Ganga which is flowing from lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. And so other example of lotus feet importance is when Lord Ram was walking and in the forest, and lots of thorns were attached to his feet, and I think that Anand Vrindavan Prabhu tells us this story very nicely. So when Mother Sita goes and tries to remove those thorns, Lord Ram stops her and tells her that your duty is to attach devotees to my feet, not take it off from my feet. So if we have to attach to Lord Ram's feet, Lord Krishna's feet, then we have to pray Radharani, we have to pray Sita Mata, that they allow us, you know, to have that bhakti, to have that bhava, that we can get attached to Lord's feet like those, like a place of dust, and give them some pleasure, you know, this way. So another way, Lord's lotus feet also refer to Tirth Pada. Tirth Pada means wherever Lord's lotus feet goes, it becomes Tirth. So that's why when we go to Vrindavan, lots of devotees, they don't wear anything in their feet. They remain bare feet because they saw that, they understand that every square inch of Vrindavan has been touched by Lord's lotus feet. So every square inch in Vrindavan is basically a Tirtha which was touched by lotus feet of Lord. And that's why it's called Tirtha Pada. So Lord's lotus feet itself is a Tirtha for the devotees. So then comes a question, that how do we attain lotus feet of Lord? So we've learned that the glories of lotus feet, then why is it called lotus feet? Then now when we understand the importance of lotus feet, we have to understand that how we can attain lotus feet of Lord. So we can attain lotus feet of Lord by hearing and chanting the glories of Lord and Lord's devotees. And once we do that, one can become firmly fixed in the service of lotus feet of the Lord. So Narottam Das Thakur says that he says in this bhajan, which we sing for making the Lord save Radha Krishna Pranamura, he says, so when we're making Lord sleep, we're singing that Radha Krishna Pranamura Jugala Kishora Jivane Marane Gati Oranahi Mora. So in that third or fourth shloka says, Shama Gauri Ange Dibo Charanir Vinda Seva Abhilasha Kare. So in this, they saying that Shama, all the Lalita, sorry, it's Lalita Vishakha. So Lalita Vishakha Sakhi Vrind. So it says, Lalita, Vishakha and all the Sakhis can give me the permission to serve the Lord's lotus feet. And that's what Narottam Das Thakur is asking for. Does anybody remember those things? Yeah, I think it's here. Lalita, Vishakha, Adi, Jata, Sakhi, Vrind. Agnaya Koribo Seva Charana Ravinda Krishna Pranamura Jugala Kishora. This is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasera Nudasa Seva Abhilasha Kore Narottam Dasa. So the shloka's meaning is that with the permission of all Sakhis headed by Lalita and Vishakha, I will serve lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So with the permission. And then in the next one, Narottam Das Thakur is saying that Seva Abhilasha Kara. So those, I mean, devotees like Narottam Das Thakur, they are saying that they are doing Abhilasha to serve Krishna. So if we think, if we ourselves think that we are serving Krishna, then we are putting ourselves in illusion, isn't it? Also, when we are glorifying Srila Prabhupada, what is the Srila Prabhupada Pranam Mantra? Anybody wants to say Srila Prabhupada's Pranam Mantra? Very good. So Vishnu Padaya is what? I offer my humble respected obeisances unto His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who has taken shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. So Prabhupada is glorified as the personality who has taken shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. So that's that. So these are all the glories of lotus feet of Krishna. And then there are so many places where the glories of lotus feet of devotees being given. So in chapter in canto 2 chapter 323 in Bhagavatam says jivan chavo bhagavata giri renu na jata mrityo vilashita yastu shri vishnu padya manujas talostasya swasam chavo yastu na vedam gandham. The person who has not taken at any time received the dust of feet of the Lord's pure devotee upon his head is certainly death body. So he's saying that the person who hasn't taken the Lord's pure devotee's lotus feet dust is a death body. So the lotus feet of not only Krishna is important, the lotus feet or the dust of lotus feet of pure devotees of Krishna is being glorified as well. In various places. I mean, another example is when the past time when Krishna had headache and he made a leela where he's saying that he is having a headache, and all the queens of Krishna brings Vaidyacharyas to cure him. He says that no, I want the dust of lotus feet of my devotees. That's only can cure my headache. So the messenger goes to various devotees. Even they go to Narad Muni, and everyone refuses to give the dust of their lotus feet. They said, I don't want to suffer in hell by giving my feet's dust to put on Krishna's head. But when the messenger reaches gopis immediately give the dust from their feet. And when the messenger asks, don't you fear that you may have to go to hell by giving this dust for Krishna, they say that we will take that suffering also as a blessings from Krishna, and they give the dust of their feet to for Krishna's headache. So that's the highest bhava, you know, and that's the highest devotion they are showing. And in purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that unalloyed attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna and absolute dependence
on Lotus Feet of Krishna is pure devotional service. Can you imagine that? We're trying to, we have so many definitions of spirituality or of so many philosophies flowing around and making it so complicated to understand. But Krishna has given these instructions and Srila Prabhupada has made it easier for us to understand that pure devotional service is absolute dependence on the lotus feet of Krishna. I mean, whenever we've gone to temple and we've seen, when we try to do darshan of Lord's deities, like when the Radha Giridhari came to home and I shared picture of their lotus feet, it looks so attractive, isn't it? And we are so attached to the material world, so much so that we don't have asakti for those lotus feet, those so attractive lotus feet. So that shows, you know, that how strong is the force of material nature or Maya Devi, that it's not giving us that taste for such an attractive sense of object, which is lotus feet of Lord. So if we see that in another instance, Maharaj Rahuguna asked Jar Bharat that how you are able to have such a liberated state of mind, how you are so detached. So Jar Bharat explained him that to perfect the stage of devotional service, you can achieve by only two things. One is, unless one is blessed by the dust of the feet of great devotees. And second, it can never be attained by tapasya, Vedic worship, accepting renounced order, discharge of householder duties, reciting Vedic hymns or performance of penances. It can only and only be achieved once we are blessed by dust of the feet of the great devotees. So whenever the sannyasis come, devotees wash their feet and try to, you know, take charanamrit or try to take the dust of the tirthas like Vrindavan, so that we can get those dust on our head. So many devotees do this parikrama, you know, like the dandvat parikrama on the Govardhan, around the Govardhan hill, isn't it? So whenever a devotee wants to see the transcendental form of the Lord, he begins his meditation on Lord's body by first looking at the lotus feet of the Lord. That is given in scripture as well, is Canto 4, Chapter 24 and Lord's Shloka 52. Another thing we realize, that when someone is fixed in bhakti, when someone is fixed in Krishna consciousness, the dimension of time and space finishes for them. Like in the material world, we cannot go back or we cannot be in two places at one time. But when someone is fixed in Krishna consciousness, then the time and space freezes for them. So I was trying to, I was listening to His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, and Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj said in one of the class that the day Srila Prabhupada left the planet and till today, he is never separated from his guru. Yeah. So he's saying that he never separated from Srila Prabhupada. So for him, the time froze in 1977, even though it is 40 years back in the material planet. But then for His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj and his guru, he never separated. So for them, the time, the dimension of time and space finished. He always carried his guru in his heart, isn't it? So such a wonderful thing that we hear these things in Bhagavata, we hear these things in Bhagavad Gita and scriptures in the classes, but then we can see that people have experienced it. I mean, devotees like him, devotees, all the Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they are carrying Srila Prabhupada in their heart. So for them, the time and space matter has finished. It doesn't matter any longer to them. So if we fix ourselves in the bhakti, if we fix ourselves in the service of Lord, then time and space can finish for us as well, isn't it? Then Lord's lotus feet can be liberated. Another place it is glorified that any petition done to the lotus feet of Lord is granted. So if we have to ask anything from the Lord, we should ask something which is which liberates us from this material burden. So he is a shelter giver, and in this shloka has been emphasized that he provides everything, where every wish is granted. So let's ask something which is most precious to the lotus feet of the Lord. Yeah. And then in another place, it's been described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakta pud pada dhuli ara bhakta pada jal bhakta bhakta avashesha tina mahabal. So three things, which is bhakta pada dhuli, means the speck of dust of the bhakta's lotus feet. Bhakta pada jal, so bhakta's when bhakta's lotus feet is, bhakta's feet is washed, and the jal which is there. Bhakta bhukta avashesha means the avashesha means the remnants of food taken by the bhakta. Tina mahabal, these three things have mahabal. So not only the remnants, not only the dust of the lotus feet of Lord is important, the lotus feet, the dust of the lotus feet of bhakta is equally important. And it's been explained in by none other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna himself. And Lord's lotus feet not only gives pleasure. In one leela, Lord's lotus feet put him in trouble as well. So do you know that leela where lotus feet of Lord puts him in trouble? That's a tricky one, tricky question. Remember any pastime where the lotus feet of Lord puts him in trouble? So in Damodar Leela, when Lord breaks the butter pot and then he hides, how does Mother Yashoda finds him? Yes, Swami Prabhu, you are saying something.
Krishna, yeah, footprint of Lord in the butter.
Yeah. So Lord's feet is glorified so many places, and that shows us the importance of it, isn't it? So the Lord who Sorry? Yes, Prabhu, what did you say? Giridhar Prabhu? So lotus feet of so this lord, who was, when he was 6 days old, he killed Putna with his lips. When he was maybe few months old, he killed Tranavrata, who was like a swirl wind demon. Then when he was a bit little older, he killed Dhenukasur by flinging him in the air. But when Mother Yashoda was trying to chase him, he was running away from the fear of Mother Yashoda. It's so perplexed, isn't it? I mean, it makes devotees perplexed that how Lord was hiding from Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda chased him by following his footprints. So we can also do that, you know, by following his footprints, we can chase him and reach out to him. So Mother Yashoda setting example for us. Another place it says, Vadanti tat tattva svidas tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti parmatmeti bhagwaniti satyate. So it says, learners, transcendentalists who know the absolute truth, call this non-dual substance, Brahman, Pramatma and Bhagwan. So one who understands transcendental subject, for them it is non-dual. So Brahman, Pramatma, Bhagwan. And when we hear the stories of Gop Kumar, he traveled all over the world. He even went to the Brahman, but then he didn't find that pleasure, and he comes back to the Vrindavan and tries to find the absolute pleasure in Golok Vrindavan. So that's about the story. Then another leela is when Krishna and his friends, they were playing, and Lord Brahma was trying to test that how this little boy is playing so many displaying so many pastimes. So he takes away all these gwalwals and cowherd boys and the cows, calves with him, and he keeps them for a 1 day of Brahma, which is like a year in Vrindavan in this material world. And after a year, when Lord Brahma comes and sees that all the Krishna expands into all these gopas and all the calves and everything, and everything was working as usual, Brahma realizes his mistake. And when Brahma reaches to Lord Shri Krishna and asks for forgiveness, laments his what he did, he asks for birth in, he says that, give me birth in the land of Raja, and if I get the birth as a blade of grass in the land of Raja, so that the lotus feet of devotees can get pleasure by putting their feet on the blade of grass. And if he says, even if you can't give me the place in the Raja as a blade of grass, give me place just outside of Raja, Vrindavan, so that when devotees are going out or coming in, they can place their feet on me. So right from Lord Brahma to Lord Shiva and the devotees like Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they are all seeking only one thing, shelter of lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. So when I got this topic from Anand Vrindavan Prabhu about lotus feet, the whole week, you know, I was trying to think about it. So I'm so thankful for giving me this opportunity, you know, to meditate upon upon lotus feet of Krishna, various aspects of lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna and Lord Shri Ram. Another story is that when Lord Ram was trying to cross the ocean and Kevat washes his Lord Ram's feet. So when Lord Ram allows him to wash his feet, and then Lord Ram asks him that how much I should pay you for crossing the ocean. The Kevat responds saying that, you know, like when a barber goes to another barber, he doesn't pay him, he cuts his hairs in return. So like the people of same profession don't charge each other. They provide the service to each other. So I am providing you service of crossing this river. You can provide me the service to cross the ocean. So he's saying that how I'm a Kevat and a boatman, and I provide service to cross this river. I can't take any money from you, because you do the same job as I do, and you make devotees cross the ocean. So beautiful, beautiful pastimes. Then as we know that in another bhajan, when Narottam Das Thakur is saying that tadera charana sebi bhakta sane bas janame hoye aiya bilash. They say in the next book, they say Shri Guru Vaishnav Padma Kariyas Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottam Das. So in the first look, I'm saying that, oh Lord, give me birth after birth opportunity to serve the devotees who serve six Goswamis. So, you know, like Dase Rano Das. And at the end, he's saying that Shri Guru Vaishnav Pada Padma. So Vaishnav's Pada Padma, give, that's only my ask to serve Vaishnav Pada Padma. Nam Kar Sankirtana Kore Narottam Das. So that I can carry out the Nam Sankirtan. So Nam Sankirtan is the best remedy we have to perform the devotional service and create that attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord. So once we have achieved this, you know, once we've achieved this attachment, unflinching attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord, then here, it's in this shloka, it's been explained that, you know, thus the forward steps of the Lord are shelter for upper, lower and heavenly planets, as well as for all that we need. His lotus feet serve as protection from all kinds of fear. And the greatest fear devotee has is to fall back in this material world. And if you want to get rid of that fear, if you want to get complete attachment to the lotus feet, we have to have absolute dependence on the lotus feet. And that we can achieve only by hearing and chanting Lord's Katha and doing Nam Sankirtan. So thank you very much for giving me opportunity to glorify such a high subject. Please forgive me for any mistakes. And if you have any comments, questions, we can take up now. Hare Krishna. Hi, Bob. So, Shalini Mata, you want to summarize?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you,
Prabhuji, for beautiful class. You glorified very well lotus feet of Krishna, lotus feet of devotees, and the Guru. So, it's really very amazing. Thank you so much. So, first, Prabhuji, glorify lotus feet of Shri Krishna. It is shelter of all planet. All saints described about the lotus feet of Krishna. Even Satyabhama also described lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna came to see what the beauty of lotus feet of Krishna. So he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radha Rani and Gopi. And then Prabhuji described earth. It is very small particle, and but the soul, our soul is more smaller than dust.
Mm-hmm.
So we get place in the lotus feet of Krishna. Lord says, Aha Sarvasya Prabhu, and Prabhuji replies that Lord is omnipotent, and he can eat with eyes, he can speak with the speak Vedas with his breath, and so he is omnipotent, he can do any work from his any senses. And so when we, how we should do darshan of God, so we should start always from feet. So then we should do darshan of God. And lotus feet compare with the then Prabhuji showed the picture of Krishna's and Radharani's lotus feet, and here are so many things in this picture. So half moon is mentions like nectar of Lord Shiva, and it's adorned by Lord Shiva also, and bow for protection, four kalsa for nectarian, and cow hoof for material work. So it, for devotees, it becomes like this cow, this buff, this like a cow hoof. This material world becomes like cow hoof. And fish, like fish cannot live with water, so we need always God. Elephant to control our mind. Flag, sign of victory. Lotus for Lakshmi and fragrance. And club. Umbrella is for shelter. And then Prabhuji tells about that Ganga's story, that Bhagirath, Mother Ganga, and then Shiva already take that Ganga to hold it, Ganga, and then because its force was too much. And Mother Ganga came from nail of lotus feet. Then Prabhuji's when Sita was removing on from Ram's feet, so Ram says, your duty is to attach devotee with no detach. So this thorn is like also devotees for Rama. And then Teetpada, like every square inch of Vrindavan, so these devotees go Vrindavan by bare feet. They don't want to use slippers and these things because this is, they think this is cheap. And how we can attain lotus feet of God by chanting, glorifying of Krishna. And Prabhuji sang very nicely Narottam Thakur Bhajan song, Jiva Ani Gat. O Radha Krishna Pran Mora Jugal Kitora Jeevan Mayani Gati. And in then Prabhupada Mantra, in Prabhupada Mantra also Buddha speech is mentioned. Nupada. And then Prabhu 3.33 Bhagavatam, a person who has not taken Lord's devotees dust of lotus feet, now here glorify of lotus feet of devotees. Then Prabhuji tell Krishna Leela, when Krishna asks for headache, then Nayan Mudi goes every devotee, but they refuse. But gopis don't think about, he's asking dust, he thinks only about Krishna's headache. So they're ready to give their lotus feet, dust from their feet. Then material nature force is too strong, so if we want to protect from it, we should take shelter of lotus feet. And Jad Bharat tells two things. One is dust feet of great devotees is very important for if we want to liberate from here. And second, no tapasya, no renunciation. It can only achieve by only the dust feet of great devotees. Sadhu Maharaj also always carry Prabhupada picture in his heart because time and space matter then it doesn't matter where is what is time and what is where are you. And we should not take it granted. We should ask not material things or auspicious things like bhakti from God. And Prabhuji mentioned these three things: bhakta pad muli, bhakta pad jal, and bhakti bhakta means food. So if we have these three things, then we can get we can get more devotion. And sometimes Prabhu Ji is describing Damodar Leela, so it gives trouble also Krishna, because Mother Yashoda found him by footprint only. So we can also chase him by his lotus feet. So this is very nicely joined Prabhuji is that if we will chase lotus feet of Krishna, then we can get Krishna. And in Brahma Paramatma Bhagwan, Bhagwan is only gives pleasure, and so happiness is only in Bhagwan. So Krishna pastime, Prabhupada, so many pastime has given. And like Brahma took his old friends and cows, then Krishna expanded himself as boys and cows. Then Brahma asked forgive and asked, I want to be some blade of grass in Vrindavan or just outside of Vrindavan. And then Lord Rama Kevata's story was very nice, that Kevata says, I am crossing you from this river, but you will cross me from this Bhavsagar. And then Prabhuji mentioned also Narottam Das Thakur Bhajana, Shri Guru Vaishnava Padam Nams Ketan Kai Narottam Dasa. So lotus feet protect us all type of fear and all type of these material things. So we should always attach with lotus feet of Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you very much, Mataji. It's nice service. Thank you, Mataji. Any questions, comments from anyone? Yes, Prabhu. Prabhu, unmute kijiye.
Prabhu ji, elephant wala jo aapne bataya, wo nahi dikha hai isme. Elephant ki tarah
hai. Elephant goat hai, Prabhu. Elephant goat.
God, Ganesh.
Hmm. Achcha, achcha,
achcha. Prabhu ji, ye jo crescent moon hai. So what is the importance of crescent moon? ये शिव जी भी वही धारण किए हैं अपने सर पे, so there should be some significant importance of crescent moon.
So crescent moon is in the is on the feet of Lord, that's why Lord Shiva has dharan on his head. And crescent moon represent the nectar, you know, the soothing nectar it provides. So all the soothing nectar coming to this material world from the moon is from the lotus feet of Krishna. So the crescent moon and lotus feet of Krishna is the one which is providing all the nectar to this material world. You know, it's always said all the taste you get in the vegetables is from the moonlight, and it's the same moon which is there in the Krishna's lotus feet.
Prabhuji, why not full moon? Why crescent moon?
That I'm not sure, Prabhu. But maybe because it looks beautiful. I don't know if Anand Vrindavan Prabhu or Siddhartha Prabhu is aware.
Prabhuji,
main
ye question isliye puch raha hu ki agar aap Muslim dharm mein bhi dekhenge to Eid jo log dekhte hain, Eid ka jo
crescent hota hai, haan.
Wo bhi crescent moon ko hi dekhte hota hai. To kuch na kuch significant hai isme.
Maybe I don't know. I'll do a bit more research and maybe come back to you. Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, you.
It's more beautiful, Prabhuji. Hmm. जो है ना ज़्यादा लगता है. और जो भगवान जो कर देते हैं स्वतः सिद्ध होता है एक्चुअली. जो भगवान का उसमें क्रिसेंट मून है तो उसमें अब ये ज़्यादा नहीं दिमाग लगाना चाहिए कि उसमें फुल मून क्यों नहीं. जब भगवान अब भगवान के पैर में उतने 19 निशान क्यों है, 20 निशान क्यों नहीं है, 32 निशान क्यों नहीं है, तो ये सब क्वेश्चन वो है उतना ज्यादा वैलिड नहीं होता है. लेकिन कहें मतलब भगवान के मुंह में कृष्ण मुंह अच्छा लगता है देखने में. शिव जी सर पे वो भाई कृष्ण मुंह ही धारण करते हैं. अब फुल मून देखिए, इमेजिन करके देखिए फुल मून कैसा लगेगा. शिव जी अपने सर के ऊपर फुल मून धारण करते हैं, पूरा गोल कैसा लगेगा देखने में. बल्कि चंद्रमा का देखने में ज्यादा अच्छा लगता है. चंद्रमा हम लोग जब भी चंद्रमाकार बोलते हैं तो चंद्रमाकार में कभी फुल मून कभी हम लोग नहीं बोलते. चंद्रमाकार को मतलब क्रिसेंट ही बोलते हैं हम लोग. भगवान कैसे बाकी ऐसे उनका मुख तो पूर्णिमा के चांद की तरह है ही, तो उसको एक्सेप्ट करना चाहिए भगवान अब क्योंकि हर कुछ किए उसका हर कुछ की एक्सप्लेनेशन उतना नहीं होता है, भगवान जो कर दिए बस कर दिए।
I also never thought about it. Yeah.
और सुधा को ही कुछ करना चाहें तो बोल सकते हैं।
Yes, Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice class, Prabhu. Very nicely explained the lotus feet of the Lord.
No, I mean the topic was so overwhelming. There's so many thoughts and so many things were coming all week. So we're thinking, how will we be able to fit in everything?
On this question, I think the waxing moon and the waning moon, you know, they are not full moon, and Ekadashi is, you know, comes on that. So there is some kind of auspiciousness in this form. Purnima may be hai, when the full moon also comes, it is there. But I think this is more auspicious, and as Prabhu said, there is no specific definition. There is no point in contemplating on that. Lord, whatever creation, Lord, like last time we had this verse, no, like whatever we see in this material world or the stars, everything, it's just a vibhuti of the Lord. So everything which comes from the Lord is beautiful. So like Prabhu said, the full moon may not look nice, so they put it. It's like maybe when they're decorating Shiva, they put full moon first and they say deity. So they lagaya, so it becomes more beautiful. So anyway, I think Prabhu is very nicely, every time he is the first one to ask questions, so which is very, very nice attitude. Like, you know, that's how, it's a quality of a good bhakta. So you should keep doing that. I want to tell one more small thing about Prabhu's class. When we talk about lotus feet of the Lord, so when the Lord left back to Golok after performing his pastimes, Bhagavatam mentions this verse, Krishna sudamo pagade dharma gyanat visaha kalau nasteva drisham mesa puran arko dunodita. So when he left this material world, he all dharma and religion and all the everything left with him. So all the material things took shelter in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam from first canto to 12th canto is the form of the Lord only. So right now second and first cantos are actually called the Pada Padma of the Lord. So these two cantos are good enough to taste whatever Prabhu mentioned, all the auspiciousness, how to conquest the material thing, and how to conquer fear in this material world. These two cantos are good enough to take us across the ocean of material existence. So this is what it kept on reminding us. Prabhupada mentions in the first canto, one of the purports, he mentions about this, that it's, the whole thing is the Lord himself, and 12th canto becomes his lotus face. Like, so it's very nice to contemplate on this, and thank you Prabhu, because we always see the form of the Lord, and this was a reminder that we should start from the feet. And feet itself is good enough than the other parts. So imagine how the other parts are more powerful than, imagine, like, so it is good enough for jivas like us who are the worst. So the whole part of the body, Lord's body, is much more, you know, it's inconceivable. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thanks, Prabhu. I mean, and ISKCON has like any temple's photos, they post every day the pictures of deities, and they will put special focus on the feet and they will print. So any temple's deities, if you'll see, they will focus, there will be a picture of the lotus feet, because they decorate it so nicely, they make it so attractive for us, isn't it? Yes.
Right, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, just Giridhari Prabhuji question pe ek cheez hai, just add karne ke liye. Ab koi question keh sakta hai ki crescent kyun hai, wo gaseous moon kyun nahi hai, wo jo aadha se zyada ho jata hai. To jo aadha se zyada moon ho jata hai, wo dekhne mein crescent moon se itna sundar nahi lagta hai. Aap log khud apne anubhav se dekhe honge. Jo gaseous moon jo hota hai na, gaseous moon hi bolte hai na, jo aadha se zyada hone lagta hai. To wo jo hota hai, wo crescent moon itna sundar dekhne mein nahi lagta hai. First thing, a second.
Prabhuji, maine bhi lotus feet ka picture banaya.
क्या प्रूफ माता जी
दिखाओ
जी के लोटस फीट का पिक्चर
Wow. Very good. Please share the picture with everyone, Madhuri. Or share with me, I'll share with everyone.
और उसमें एक चीज और बोलते हैं गुरु महाराज जी कथा में अपने बोलते हैं कि कोई भी वस्तु जो है वो भगवान से जुड़कर सुंदर हो जाता है. ऐसा नहीं कि भगवान उस चीज को धारण करके सुंदर हो जाते हैं, नहीं. जैसे बोलते उदाहरण देते हैं कि मोर का जो पंख है, कौन सा पंछी का पंख जो उसके शरीर से गिर गया है वो देखने में अच्छा लगेगा, लेकिन जब भगवान जब धारण करते हैं तो उस मोर पंख का शोभा बढ़ जाता है. तो जब भगवान जब क्रेसेंट मून को अपने अपने पैर पे धारण कर ली तो उसे क्रेसेंट मून का शोभा बढ़ गया एक्चुअली, और ज्यादा शोभायमान हो गया. तो ऐसे ही है, लेकिन आप क्वेश्चन पूछते रहिएगा, आप उससे घबराइएगा मत. आप क्वेश्चन जैसा रहिएगा उससे.
Then the whole Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is question answer, isn't it? So Arjuna has asked all these questions for our benefit. So you can ask all these questions as well. Yeah.
So Prabhuji, very nice class, बहुत अच्छा class रहा. और ये जैसा आप बोल रहे थे कि ये topic जो है बहुत ही गंभीर, भगवान के श्री चरण कमल जो है बहुत गंभीर topic है actually. तो ये जो क्या कहते हैं, जैसे हम लोग प्रभुपाद कहते हैं, हम लोग वैष्णव तो प्रभुपाद कहते हैं, श्रीपाद कहते हैं. तो एक्चुअली उनको प्रभुपाद कहने का मतलब ये होता है कि प्रभु श्री कृष्ण के चरण पर उन्होंने शरण लिया है. कृष्णा जो है ऑलवेज रिप्रेजेंट्स वैष्णवास, वो हमेशा. गुरु महाराज जी कितने बार कथा बोलते हैं कि लक्ष्मी जी भगवान का चरण संवाहन करती रहती हैं, पैर दबाती रहती हैं, तो कई बार लक्ष्मी जी में और वैष्णव में युद्ध छिड़ जाते हैं. ऐसा चांस आ जाता है कि कौन लोटस फीट को ऑक्युपाई करेगा. भगवान से लक्ष्मी जी को अपने हृदय में धारण किए हैं ना, क्या कहते हैं, श्रीवत्स रूप में हृदय में धारण किए हुए हैं, लेकिन फिर भी भगवान का छाती छोड़कर चरण चरण पे पड़ी रहती है, हमेशा चरण संवाहन करती रहती है. गुरु महाराज जी कहते हैं कि अब एक दिन वैष्णव में और श्री जी में युद्ध छिड़ जाएगा कि कौन वहां उस जगह को लेने वाला है. तो बोलते हैं गुरु महाराज जी कि भगवान आखिर अपने भक्तों का ही पक्ष लेंगे, चरण मुनि को शरण देंगे. तो चूंकि वैष्णव लोग भगवान के चरण में शरण लेता है, इसलिए उनको प्रभु का पाठ मतलब उनको रिप्रेजेंट किया जाता है. और जैसे प्रभु जी बोल रहे थे कि हमेशा नख शिख दर्शन करना चाहिए, नख मतलब भगवान के चरण से फिर ऊपर धीरे धीरे उठना चाहिए. तो चरण वैष्णव को ही रिप्रेजेंट करते हैं. तो कभी जाकर सीधे टेम्पल में सीधे राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम के आगे दंडवत करने से पहले प्रभुपाद जी को दंडवत करना चाहिए. प्रभुपाद जी भगवान के चरण को रिप्रेजेंट करते हैं, फिर वैसे वैसे ग्रेजुअली बढ़ना चाहिए. बिना वैष्णव के भगवान तक नहीं कभी कभी नहीं जाना चाहिए, वैष्णव के माध्यम से ही जाना चाहिए. तो प्रभु आप जब भगवान के चरण कमल को ग्लोरीफाई कर रहे थे तो मेरे को एक दो चीज उसमें और याद आ रहा था कि एक भगवान का अहिल्या क्या लीला है, तो आप लोग जानते होंगे अहिल्या का. तो भगवान के श्री चरण कमल के स्पर्श करने से भी पूरी पत्थर हुई थी जड़ पूरा चेतन हो गया एकदम. चेतन लोग हैं भगवान के श्री चरण कमल को पकड़े रहते हैं, भगवान श्री चरण कमल का स्पर्श हमेशा चाहते हैं. और केवट जो था वो भगवान को अपने नाव पे चढ़ने ही नहीं दे रहे थे, क्योंकि आपका नाव तो एक पत्थर को छू दिया तो नारी हो गया, अगर मेरे नाव को अगर आपका चरण कमल छूता है तो मेरा तो रोजी रोटी चला जाएगा, कि हम कमाएंगे खाएंगे कहां से. तो उनको भगवान को बैठा ही नहीं रहता है. तो प्रमाण लिया पहले भगवान से कि भगवान को सिंहासन बैठा के आसन को तो पहले चरण धोया, जब देखा कि फिर कुछ नहीं बदल रहा है तब फिर उनको अपने नाम भी बैठाया था केवल. तो और भगवान का बहुत सारा प्रसंग है, बहुत अच्छा अच्छा प्रसंग है चरण के ऊपर एक्चुअली.
That's what I mean.
और खासकर आपने वो जो भगवान के चरण चिन्ह को जो रिमाइंड कर रिफ्रेश कर दिया पूरा एकदम पूरा करके. राधा रानी को बताया गया तो राधा अष्टमी के समय उसको भी ग्लोरीफाई कीजिएगा.
डेफिनेटली. सो आई विल शेयर दैट. दैट्स अ वेबसाइट फ्रॉम सचिनानंद स्वामी महाराज. So it has all the description as well. So I'll share the link. Yeah.
Very nice.
And there's a devotee who has compiled all the shlokas which are glorifying Lord's lotus feet. So I'll share both the links. Both are very nice, nice things. Anyone else has any question, comments?
Krishna Prabhu.
Sridhar Prabhu, you have question? संकोच मत कीजिए, बोलिए बोलिए.
नहीं नहीं सही है प्रभु जी. मेरा ये क्वेश्चन मैं स्ट्रेस इसलिए दिया क्योंकि न सिर्फ हिंदू धर्म बल्कि मुस्लिम धर्म में भी इसको लोग एक्सेप्ट करते हैं, तो हमको लगा कि कुछ ना कुछ बहुत ज्यादा सिग्निफिकेंट होएगा.
सिग्निफिकेंस वही है दैट भगवान ने धारण किया. Hare
Krishna. There was one pastime of Lord, you know, when in his Balavastha he wants to taste his toe. He wants to know what his devotee is tasting. भगवान अपना पांव का अंगूठा अपने मुंह में लेते हैं कि इसमें मतलब
क्या टेस्ट
लाइक दैट आल्सो ही वांट्स टू सी व्हाट हिज डिवोटी इज रियली टेस्टिंग फ्रॉम हिज
नेक्टर ऑफ हिज नेक्टर ऑफ हिज लोटस फीट
लोटस फीट या इट्स ऑल्सो ब्यूटीफुल
बाल बाल मुकुंद वाले हैं ना जो पत्ते के ऊपर भगवान जो पत्ते के ऊपर लेट के ऐसे
एग्जैक्टली Very nice class, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thanks to Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees for bearing with me. I mean, I quite like this thing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam vrsave bhaktabhra krapyatav padapankaja sthita dhuli sadrasham vinchayate. So he's saying that he wants to be the speck of dust on the lotus feet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself showing us by example, you know, what is the prime look position for us. Pravesh Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
एक और ये translation में है ना कि ये चरण कमल अभय का वो है अभय जिनको चाहिए अभय तो प्रभुपाद जी का नाम अभय चरण देवी तो अभय चरण देव भगवान के चरण से उनको अभय प्राप्त हुआ है तो रूपा जी का एक नाम अभय चरण देव भी है उनको साथ जो ऐसे गिवन नाम था वही भगवान का ही नाम था तो अभय चरण देव नाम है ना रूपा जी का
अभय चरण देव
वो नाम भी भगवान से ही जुड़ा हुआ शुरू से ही अभय चरण है भगवान के चरण के से शेल्टर के कारण शुरू से ही अभय है
Hare
Krishna. मुझे नरसिंह आरती करनी है
नरसिंह आरती ओके गोपा
Krishna sir,
khatam ho to nursing aarti shuru kar. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Hare Krishna.
Yesterday was actually.